It was actually my dissertation, and it was my goal to finish the school. It was the first goal. And after that, when I got the prize for it, it was a big surprise for me. And after that, I realized that the design and everything touched many people. And after 2 years, I bring the one of these designs to life, and it was the Venus balls. It's the simple way.
I guess it was somewhat unusual, or it caught some people off guard, that an erotic toy would end up winning even the National Student Design Award. And my understanding is that your professors were very understanding, and I guess it was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I think they understand that if I do something, I mean it serious. It's not just like something extravagant or something like this. And before I did a really serious topic, it's a tram for Prague or something like this. And I really want to make some topic which I can do really deep. And I don't want to spend 1 year with one chair, because I really like the topic, not just the products. And I really need to find a topic. And I think the erotic toys are a topic.
When I was describing them to a friend of mine who wasn't familiar with the product line, I thought of some shorthand to get the message across. In order to explain it to him, I said it was as if Steve Jobs had designed an erotic toy. Now, of course, he didn't. For me, I see this same kind of appreciation and understanding of simplicity, contour, line, function. Your toys are different. Tell us how they're different.
It's very nice that you said it. And yeah, for me, it's important to have some products with communicate, not just like it looks, but it has to be functional, fully functional. And for me, it's a very important user, not just the selling points. And if I do something, I'm focusing on users. And I think it's the big point for me. And I really need to bring the top quality for them. It's my goal to make the women happy. And my designs are usually very simple, because I don't like the multifunction products, because if it's something from my point of view multifunctional, I think it doesn't work. I really like the simple products with the one function, which is really nice, sleek and simplicity and elegant with really clear function.
And the initial design was just pure white, or did you already have the other colors in
And the
mind?
first I had just white color, because I think it's a basic color for design, because if you make something in a white color, you can see the shape. And yeah, and for me it's a basic color, and I really like it, because I can tell that it's really clean for me, especially on a product as Love Toys is. And after that, I bring Venus balls in a red color, but I didn't plan it, because from the factory they made just one prototype in the red, because they have the red silicone in the machine, and they just send me, "Hey Anna, we did one piece of red color." And I say, "Wow, it's a nice red. I really need it." And they look great together. And I made one black, and now we made a limited edition for our crowdfunding campaign, the Noir edition, which is a black color. Really like it as well, but I prefer white.
We're going to get to the crowdfunding, of course. You've been running a
Okay.
very successful campaign there, and I'd like to ask all about that. But before, still, how big a jump is it from going from a prototype to a working, functional vibrator or the Venus balls?
It's a big jump. I because it I didn't know how difficult it could be, because usually many people are producing something, and then usually have some agent in China, and they make some designs, and they send it everything there, and then they're waiting for prototypes and everything. And we are really on development here, and everything is in the Czech Republic. And yeah, it's a little bit adrenaline for me, because every time when I'm going to make some meeting with the people who are working for it, then we have a big list of troubles, and it's not just a meeting for 1 hour, so it's 5 hours or 4 hours, and we are sitting there and solving technical problems, which is really it's I like it, but it's sometimes it's exhausting.
My understanding, though, is that you won't accept less than excellence. The final product has to work as intended.
I don't like compromises, and yeah, sometimes you have to do some compromises, but don't want to change, for example, the basic things as a material and the principle that everything is embedded in a product. I mean, the all mechanical parts and electronics, which is pretty complicated, mm-hmm. but I think the result, it's really different than other products because they use it usually the simplest and cheapest way how to produce it. And yeah, and I think this is the advantage of Hoop to Do.
To build on what you were saying there, the vibrator, for example, as you can see on the crowdfunding page, that it features three motors
yes.
instead of one.
So. Yeah, and it's I think the very nice thing in this vibrator is that the inside are three motors, and the vibrator is still flexible, mm-hmm. and it's really complicated from the technical point of view. But the vibrator looks really simple. Now we have final prototypes, and I hope that everything will work out, and we will do it in time.
You've had a lot of customer response, a lot of feedback. Could we talk about maybe some of the responses?
One woman bought Venus balls to her daughter and called back that we saved her relationship. And it was very nice for me. And we have many customers, and they are 60 plus. And I really love them because they are so nice. And they call me and they say me, Anna, thank you so much because you can talk about this topic in this way. And I think this is the mission of Hoop to Do, to talk about the women's sexuality and to open some topic, some taboo. And I think it's not just about products. Mm-hmm. I think it's about communication. And I feel it's a little bit, not lifestyle, but something like this. And I think this is the thing which I really like on this project. It's a little bit different situation than I would say 5 years ago. And I think there are many companies which are producing luxury sex toys, but still it's I'm surprising about it. The designers in this company are men, not mm-hmm. the women. And I think it's important to make a little bit female approach, not just for men. I would say that's the reason why the women are touching of this project.
The different sets of the Whoop-de-Doo are now in crowdfunding. It's raised 39,000 US. The basic set has already sold out. Mm-hmm. The basic model mm-hmm. has already sold out. But there are other options still remaining.
Yeah, and we finished the crowdfunding campaign and we reached a goal. But I have to say that 1 week ago we lowered the goal and we reached it. And I'm really, really happy of it. Because
so the campaign is over?
Yeah, but no, it's over. But on this campaign you can add the money after the deadline, and it's still alive, but
okay.
But you have to reach the goal. And we did it, and we can, yeah. And it's I'm not sure how long is it for. It's maybe for 2 weeks or something like this. Mm-hmm. And now we have almost $40,000, which is pretty cool, I would say, on the Czech, in a small Czech country. And yeah, it was a little bit difficult because the people who did in the Czech Republic, but not abroad so much. And but now we have maybe 40% contributors from the Czech Republic and other ours from the other countries. And I would say it's not just about the money. I think it's about the PR. And I just think that it was the first step abroad, because I would like to introduce Hoop to Do not just in the Czech Republic, but I would like to introduce it in the US, UK, and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've got a good response from the people from other countries. And for example, I find a distributor in Switzerland, which is very, very good for us. And yeah, and we would like to make a distribution now to start to make it the smaller steps.
You have a whole team, of course, working on the Whoop-de-Doo project. You mentioned promotion there. What has been the role of new media?
It was, I think it's important to have good people, good creative people around who can make a video or something like this. And actually, I have a few people, it's not just a big team. And we are the classmates from the Ústí nad Labem. And I really like it because I feel like it's cool. And sometimes I have a moment and I say, oh, it's the reason why I'm doing this, because I want to work with the people, which I like them. And Yeah, and the video did my friend Clara, and she's very good at it. And I think I can see that we started 4 years ago. She's better and better and better. I really like it. Yeah, and then I have two designers as well and one a graphic designer. And still I'm looking for the business people because I think it's not just about the investor and about the money. And I think it's important to have someone who can do a business and who understand the project. I mean, it's not just about the money, but I think it's about the philosophy and everything. And yeah, and I think it's the people, this is the most problematic thing for work. It takes me 1 year to find a good assistant to my office. And it's really difficult because now I don't feel like a designer in this moment because I'm doing a business and I don't feel like a businesswoman, but now I have to do it. And I'm really looking for someone who could make it better than me.
Crowdfunding has become really commonplace over the last few years. Do you think that your business would have progressed as it has without it?
I think it would be different a little bit because if you are preparing campaign, you have to contact many people and I need to ask for help. And I ask for help many people. And now I can see that it is a big difference than you have it just investor and he put the money on the table. Now it's, I think it's alive, more exciting.